This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins scored twice in the top of the 10th inning on Carlos Correa's single, but Cleveland stormed back with three in the bottom of the inning and won the game 5-4. Minnesota manager Rocco Baldelli called it a rough loss.
The emotions are what you're going to feel in any difficult loss. It would feel like that no matter when it was. Probably hurts more being where we're at in the season towards the end, you know, fighting for everything right now.
Ronnie Enriquez was the losing pitcher in the 10th. The two teams play today at 12:10. The Saints lost to Indianapolis last night 10-2. The United lost as well. FC Cincinnati beat them 2-1 in St. Paul last night. Head coach Eric Ramsey says they squandered too many early chances.
The fact that we got the number of relatively clean-cut chances that we got in the first half was almost as good as I think it would have got. Certainly wouldn't have hoped for more prior to the game or believed that we could have created much more. So in that sense, yeah, opportunity missed. And one that we'll wake up frustrated on, but also I know that's a big step forward, and I know that's a much closer version to the version that we really want to be, particularly at home.
Minnesota hosts Sporting KC this weekend. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says he's hoping quarterback Sam Darnold continues to improve.
Make no mistake about it, this is Sam Darnold, and this is who I believe he is, and we're going to keep on trying to see if we can chase potential growth every single week.
Minnesota will host Houston on Sunday in a battle of 2-0 teams at noon. The Gopher football team will host Iowa on Saturday night, the Battle of Floyd of Rosedale. Minnesota quarterback Max Brosmer is going against the Hawkeyes for the first time. What's the key for him?
Number one is taking what they give us. That's going to be the story this week. You know, obviously, they're one of the top defenses right now, and they have been for the past few years. And we know that going into the game, and for us, it's a matter of sticking to the game plan, doing what's asked of us on offense to score points, and keep the ball in our hands.
Kickoff is 6:30 on Saturday. The Lynx host the Sparks tonight at the Target Center. This is MNN Sports.